How long is this going to be, Father Boniface? Yeah.
Hello, my name is Father Boniface. I'm a Benedictine priest and monk of St. Vincent Archabbey in La Trobe, Pennsylvania, and it's a pleasure to speak with Bishop Robert Reed, Auxiliary Bishop of Boston. Bishop Reed, it's wonderful to be with you.
Great to be with you, Father Boniface, too. It's an honor, really, to speak with you. And I don't know if I'm allowed to mention this, but we're at the November meeting of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, so you just never know who you're going to run into.
It's so true. Well, reading a little bit on the internet, they say that Fulton Sheen meet Robert Reed. Your work with television and sharing the gospel through the media is renowned.
Well, any kind of connection or even reference to Fulton Sheen is a gross exaggeration, but I do very much respect him. Never actually knew anything of him or saw him on television until, well, the reruns, you know, on EWTN and also on the Catholic TV network where I am assigned. And despite that, he has been, since the first time I saw him on television, on video, an inspiration to me, because he was, for his time, as you know, as many of us know, such an effective communicator, so well-read and erudite in his ability in communicating the gospel message and in the truths of our Catholic faith. And so I've always looked up to him. As a matter of fact, on the day of my ordination as a bishop, I was privileged to wear his pectoral cross underneath the vestments. And so it was an honor that was given to me by the Fulton Sheen Foundation in Peoria.
Because at that time you were already the head of Catholic TV?
Yes, I've been doing this work for, I'm in my 13th year, actually. I studied broadcast administration at Boston University after I was ordained a priest. Because, in fact, I had always had a love and fascination of television. Going back to when I was a young boy, I had the privilege of being one of the studio audience on a kids' show, television show that was on the CBS affiliate in Boston. It was called Boomtown with Rex Traylor and his sidekick. And just became fascinated with this the studio and all the behind the scenes. And then actually when I was growing up, probably when I was in junior high going into high school, I used to watch oftentimes on Sunday mornings the Hour of Power from the former Crystal Cathedral.
Nice.
Now, Christ Cathedral, the soon-to-be newly renovated cathedral of the Diocese of Orange, California. And I would watch this great television event live from California. I would say to myself, to think to myself, why is it that we as a Catholic Church can't do something as grand and powerful as this? So I've always had this fascination with television going back to when I was a young boy, and then had the chance to study TV, and then was asked by Cardinal Sean O'Malley to take over directing the work of what was at the time called Boston Catholic Television, the premier Catholic television station in the country, by the way.
Is that right?
It's true.
Now known as just Catholic TV.
Catholic TV or the Catholic TV Network. Yes.
So it went from just being in Boston to going nationwide?
Correct. It began actually in 1955, January 1st to be exact, when the first Mass was celebrated live on television. It began with the Mass, and very early on, the first priest director, Monsignor Walter Flaherty, came to be in possession of a full-power broadcast television license in Boston. Had to give it up eventually because they were unable to maintain the license and all the FCC requirements financially. And so it was sold. But then we, or they, I should say, began to look into cable television, which was just kind of being born at the time. And so we became a cable television station in the Boston area, first just 12 hours a day and then 24. And so Cardinal Sean, when he asked me to take over directing the work of the station, asked me to expand this resource to other dioceses around us and other dioceses around the country to share the wealth.
And can you share with us a little bit of the vision of Catholic TV?
The vision of Catholic TV is, I think, summed up most effectively in our tagline, America's Catholic Television Network. So what we try to do is kind of show the face of the church in the United States, in its diversity, in its holiness, in its history and tradition, and in its issues and problems, too, that we face as Catholics, as citizens of the United States, and to do that in a way that's helpful to bishops, to dioceses, to parishes, to those who work in campus ministry, and to families and individuals themselves.
Beautiful. Can you give us an example of a program or two through which you do that?
Sure. We have a live morning program called This is the Day, and it features a news segment and also guests locally and from around the country and even internationally. We have a game show for kids. I'm actually the host of the game show. It's called WOW, the Catholic TV Challenge. Third graders are the contestants, and each show has a particular theme. It might be Mary, the Mother of God, or the Sacrament of Baptism. And we also feature programming produced not just in our own studios, but also from around the country. Canada, we have a great relationship with Salt and Light Media,
beautiful.
Father Tom Rozica in Toronto. And also we have a contractual relationship with Vatican TV. So whenever the Pope celebrates Mass or the weekly general audience, World Youth Day, whatever it might be, his apostolic trips, we feature those live on the Catholic TV network.
Beautiful. And Bishop Reed, give us a little sense of the importance of media and new evangelization.
Well, I think we're all, you know, affected not just by each other's words, but by our each other's actions and being able to interface with one another. I've come to discover that television and radio is far more intimate than might first meet the eye or the ear. As a matter of fact, you know, when we're speaking here, there are individuals who are listening. So we're in a sense interacting through the media with single individuals times a thousand or thousands or even millions. And likewise with television in images and sound, we're interacting with that one person, you know, times many, many others. And so I find that to be a very intimate experience and a way that the gospel message and our own personal faith in Jesus Christ can be transmitted. And that can obviously have a great evangelical effect.
Sometimes people will reduce the new evangelization to media, but it's also a little bit more than that.
It certainly is. I mean, it all comes down to the personal exchanges that we have with one another. For those of us who are priests and bishops, to have the privilege of preaching at Sunday Mass, particularly in a parish setting, is a moment of great power that should not be neglected and should always be seen as the opportunity that it really is. And you know, Pope Francis has encouraged all of us, lay faithful and consecrated religious and parish priests and bishops, to be looking for those chances to encounter one another. Particularly those who are on the peripheries of life, and that could be as far as you know, the Middle East, South America, or it could be our own neighborhood or even our own family home. So in each one of these encounters, even at the back of the church, you know, as we walk out of Sunday Mass and we greet people or say goodbye to people, these are chances to exhibit our deep love for Jesus, our love for the church that he gave to us, and to evangelize in a very real and concrete way in that encounter one with another.
Bishop Reed, can you share with us what you love most about sharing the gospel through the television?
What I love most about working in television and sharing the gospel is the fact, the knowledge that that I have through letters and email and personal encounters with people, how much the work that we do helps people, particularly in their most desperate hours, and how much the work that we do introduces people to a deeper love for the Lord. And I hear that all the time from, you know, personal letters, as I say, and emails and words that people have with me when I meet them in parish visitations or confirmations about how much the work that we do has changed their lives for the better and helped them to be better Catholics. And there's nothing that could make me happier than that.
It's beautiful to hear. What's the hardest thing about sharing the gospel through the television?
The most difficult thing, I think, sometimes is getting people to understand the power that media has. I think even as I look around in this room where we're meeting for the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, sometimes I think we forget the fact that, you know, our fundamental mission as a church is to communicate. You know, it's what Jesus gave to us as a commission. He told his apostles to go and to baptize all nations in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, to teach them everything that he had commanded, and to know that in all of that, that he is with us always. And sometimes we forget that communication is so very central to who we are as a church. And so not to use these various means that are at our fingertips is not to fulfill that mission. Mm. So it's a challenge for me to get people to realize that this really is so fundamental to who we are as a church.
Bishop Reed, the television is certainly a medium that favors entertainment. Is there a danger in communicating the gospel through an entertainment medium, if you will?
I think there is, you know, and we try to, at the Catholic TV Network, we try to have a balance in the way that we make central the Mass, the celebration of the Mass daily, and the other devotions, the Rosary, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, our moments of prayer and inspiration, to balance that off with just programming that touches people's hearts and reassures them that in the celebration of our faith, in the living of our faith, that we're humans and that we need to have a human aspect to that living of the faith. And so we try to strike a healthy balance between having fun, being entertaining, and being prayerful and faithful to who we are as Catholics.
Mm, beautiful. I know at We Are One Body Radio, we are aware of some of the radio best practices, and we don't follow them because they don't really facilitate prayer and reflection. And there are some ways that we need to go deeper in these things that simply keeping it at the surface level of entertainment doesn't actually achieve. Almost a kind of evangelization, not only through the media, but of the media.
True enough. You know, I studied television management at Boston University, as I mentioned, but the skills that I use each and every day in my work have really come from practicing the use of media in an appropriate way that is evangelical. And I've learned that over the 12, 13 years that I've worked at Catholic TV in a way that could never be learned in a classroom.
I can imagine. Bishop Reed, I'm sure that our listeners would love to tune in to Catholic TV. I imagine you'd encourage that.
I would encourage that, and we can be viewed on cable and satellite across the country in about 15.6 million homes, which is really not all that many, unfortunately, but we're growing. But that's not the only way you can watch Catholic TV. You can also watch a high-definition live stream at CatholicTV.com, as well as thousands of videos and episodes of our favorite television programs that people love on demand. And we're also available. We have a great channel on Roku, Apple TV, Samsung TVs, and Amazon Fire, as well as apps for your iPhone or Android device.
And you did that all off the top of your head?
All. I have no papers, no notes.
Well, Bishop Reed, I can certainly assure you that we and our listeners will pray for you and your mission through Catholic TV as one part of your mission, of course, and being an auxiliary bishop of the Archdiocese of Boston and a priest who shares the gospel in so many ways.
And a pastor of a parish, too, which is probably the most important thing.
Fantastic. Could you also offer a prayer for us as we conclude our interview?
Let us pray. Lord God, you gave us your Son, Jesus Christ. He gave his life for us, and he is alive. He's risen from the dead, and he is in our midst whenever we gather in his name. We thank you for this time together through the gift of radio, and we ask you to bless all of our efforts to proclaim the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this we ask in his name, for he is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Bishop Reed, thank you so much for taking the time.
Pleasure, Father Boniface. Great to meet you.